There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's, live from the Pottawatomie Sportsbook Studios here on 1250 AM. The Fancy Sparky Fiverr with you. Charlie Usen, producer extraordinaire, Chicago Charlie, other side of the glass. Wearing a Coors hat today?
I am, yeah.
Do you drink Coors?
Sometimes. It's not my favorite, but if it's cheap at a bar, it's the option that I go with.
Prefer that or craft, or a local craft brew?
Oh, definitely local craft. But local craft usually is about $7 a pour. Usually you can get a 24-ouncer of Coors places for like $4 or $5. So yeah,
I mean, kid just out of college, right? Makes sense. I understand that totally, yes. Joining us now here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, friend of the show, love him so much. He is Mike Wall, joining us now. And of course, Mike Wall, former Packers offensive lineman. Follow him on Twitter at MikeWall68. Check out his podcast as well. Block Party podcast is out. Check that out on YouTube too. Mike, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Hey, Sparky, you guys, and I just want to say, one of my best friends has the exact same methodology to how he selects a whiskey, as cheap as possible. Unbelievable.
No. That's no. Look, I'm not a big beer guy, so it is what it is. I am a big bourbon and whiskey guy, and you can't operate life that way. No.
I couldn't agree. Why I said life's too short to be drinking cheap whiskey, bud, but he just keeps going. He goes, just give me the cheap stuff. More for me, I guess.
Can I just say one other thing that you should not do cheap? Like, there are certain things in life you can be generic about, right? But the other thing that I refuse to be generic about, and it has to be a very good quality, toilet paper. I'm not having single-ply toilet paper. I want three-ply toilet paper if I can find it anywhere. You got to be able to treat yourself with some pride and some dignity with toilet paper, Mike.
Yeah, no doubt, especially if you got, you know, big meat hooks for hands, like offensive linemen. Like, the cheap stuff, it tears pretty easy.
Yes.
So take it for what it's worth.
My producer, college offensive lineman himself. So, yes, he can relate to that as well. Okay, let's talk about this Packers team. You know, they won yesterday, and we did the post-game show last night. We've been talking about it here in the first hour of the show. But I swear to you, like, I find more negatives than I find positives in this game.
Yeah, it was tough. That's a great way to put it. You know, it was supposed to be a get-right game. The Rams aren't a very good football team right now. It's really impressive to see what Sean McVay tries to put together with Matthew Stafford, and that was just kind of a lack of talent on offense, certainly. But I thought our defense, for the most part, played pretty well. I mean, you hand Stafford less than 20 points, you expect to win. But offensively, yeah, it just doesn't seem the numbers are good, but as you watch the game, it just doesn't feel like you're having a productive day.
When we talk about Jordan Love, because we'll start there, we'll get to the defense after that, but your thoughts on Jordan Love to this point, because he's missing throws, decision-making hasn't been great either. That throw to Jaden Reed that everybody wants to praise, he never should have thrown that ball.
Yeah, the corner coming on the back side, you go, dude, how did you miss that? Like, that was unbelievable. That happens in the National Football League, too. Listen, some of this is, like, sometimes you watch this team and you think that they should be living in Boston because they get lucky with some of the, some stuff just kind of works out for them from time to time. I think it happens with all NFL teams, but we watch the Packers more than anybody else. But what has been impressive, I think, if you want to take anything away from, you know, not only Jordan Love, but really Matt LaFleur and his play calling, is despite some of the missteps by Jordan Love, despite some of the problems they've had up front, just, you know, they're not being able to get Josh Jacobs to go maybe as well as you want in the rushing game, he is finding ways to create yards on the ground. He's finding ways to make easy completions for Jordan Love. And I think he's just done a masterful job at play calling this year. And really the last season, under his belt, this is a pure non-Aaron Rodgers play caller. Like, Matt LaFleur is really separating himself in the National Football League.
Starting with Mike Wall, former Packers offensive lineman, here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's on the Fan. What did you make of the Romeo Doubs situation, where apparently he was unhappy, according to reports, with his role in the offense, which seemed weird to me because I believe he was second in targets heading into that game?
Yeah, if that's true, you know, listen, you never want to speculate on stuff where you haven't heard firsthand. That's wild. If it's true, you just, I mean, that room doesn't have, if there is an alpha right now today, it's Jaden Reed, right? I mean, that's the alpha in that room right now. And if Dobbs doesn't like it, catch more, you know, catch every ball that's coming your way, break more tackles, get open on more routes. Like, the great thing about football at that level is guys are getting paid so much and the margins for success are so razor thin that if you outperform the guy in front of you in a room that doesn't have any big contracts, you'll play more. So I don't know how he could possibly be upset with anybody but himself if that is in fact the case.
The other part about this that we were talking about is coming into the season, it was Tucker Kraft, Luke Musgrave, you know, 1 and 1A. I don't think that's the case anymore. Yeah. I think Tucker Kraft has clearly separated himself.
Yeah, I didn't think it was 1 and 1A necessarily, but yeah, he's certainly shown that he's definitely the more physical of the two. He's a more well-rounded player. He's great. What's been surprising, he's really good after the catch. He's done a great job of breaking tackles, getting downfield. Musgrave is what every team thinks that they want in terms of a person you can put in the slot or call a tight end, and for some reason, you know, NFL defenses still recognize that as a tight end position, and you know, maybe swap out a nickel or go to a big nickel look or even a 4-3. But Tucker Kraft is the type of George Kittle, Mark Andrews type of player that can really do everything on the field that a traditional Mark Chimura, Bubba Franks tight end is, you know, required to do. And because of that, I think it separates the Packers. It expands their playbook in a way that they probably haven't had since, in my opinion, probably since Bubba Franks.
That's a good one. You know, when they drafted these two guys, you know, I was probably wrong, but I immediately went back to Chimura and Keith Jackson. I went to Gronkowski and Aaron Hernandez. But Tucker Kraft, more athletic than I gave him credit for, because I pictured him more like Chimura, but he's more athletic than Chimura.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Yeah, I mean, these kids are evolving, right? The athletes are, I like to think that the athletes are evolving, and we were better athletes than they were, but Chewy was pretty freaked out. If you saw Chewy in the weight room, you might not say the same thing, to be fair. But Tucker Craft's a great athlete. Look, anytime you pick up a kid from like a 1AA school, or was it North Dakota State, right? You pick from a smaller program.
Yep.
Like, they are usually kind of freak athletes, and they've been able to develop and mature. They didn't go into college that way. They're just coming out that way, and that's why they're drafted maybe lower than it looks like, especially in his case, should have been. But he's fun to watch, man. I just love the way he throws his body around. He started doing it last year. You can just see kind of him coming into his own, really being a competent blocker, which is something I respect more than anything. And then, again, watching the yards after catch is it's fun. I think tight end is like the most – I think tight end is the most badass position on offense. You get to do a little bit of everything. You get a little bit of glory. You get to do a little bit of the dirty work. And to have a guy that just embraces that role, man, I think it's awesome for the offense. It's certainly fun to watch.
Check out Mike Wall's podcast, Block Party, as well as On My Block. Follow him on Twitter at MikeWall68 as he joins us here in Wisconsin Sports Daily. Served up by Wendy's here on the Fan. Let's go to defense and pass rush, because that's been something that has been a focus, I think, of a lot of people. As far as you go to this 4-3 defense, now you think that you have the personnel to make this work and get pressure with your front four or maybe five if need be, and they just don't have the sack numbers outside the Titans game to show for it right now.
Yeah, it's kind of a head scratcher. I think when you look at this offense, when you look at this defense, and just generally speaking, it's a lot more fun to watch. You just love the way they're flying around at the safety position. I think the linebackers have really stepped up their level of play, as Isaiah McDuffie being in there. As a full-time player, I think it certainly added to the mix. Quinn's playing a little bit better, and certainly the young guy Cooper from A&M is going to be a really good player, still trying to figure some things out. But that pass rush, you know, I thought when they put Rashawn's hand in the dirt that he was going to really be able to kind of unlock an extra half step of get off speed and then play with a little bit more leverage. But, you know, I've talked about this on a couple other shows that, you know, you just, when pass rush is actually such a simple concept. It's can I disrupt the rhythm of the player that I'm playing against? And unless you do something by changing your angle of departure off the line of scrimmage, you have some sort of ridiculous speed off the ball, or you're just changing the way that person has to set. If you're not doing any of those things consistently, you're not throwing him off guard, and he's always in rhythm. Like a 330-pound guy trying to stop a 265-pound guy from going through him really isn't that hard if you just have to hold him off for 3 seconds. So you got to start, you know, change your angle of departure. You got to mix it up. You really have to get him off rhythm. Talking about the offensive tackle, if you want to get better. And I think the other thing that we have to look at is Kenny Clark's a phenomenal player and has been a phenomenal player for the Green Bay Packers, but he was not raised in a traditional penetrating three technique position. And so he's a little bit having to go through a mindset change in thinking about, I'm not playing a two-gapper, I'm not playing, even in the nickel, it's a different mindset from when he used to be, hey, I need to get upfield and I want to make, you know, stop the run on the way to the quarterback, but my real goal here is to disrupt, to penetrate, and to really become a pass rusher. It takes a long time, and, you know, it's old dog new tricks a little bit, I think, with Kenny Clark.
Let's go to the cornerback position. Keyshawn Nixon and Eric Stokes have not been great through the last couple of weeks without Jair Alexander out there. You get Carrington Valentine back. this last week here. Now, I know Stokes has been out for a couple weeks and hurt and so forth, but he just may not be the guy.
Yeah, that was the one position that I think I talked about another show last week where you go, you really want to see how he turns up this week, especially with their two top guys out. And you just don't know with the injuries, how long is it going to take to come back? I mean, when we say come back with Eric Stokes, it was never that he was a bona fide star and he got injured, right? He was in the process of development and got injured. So we don't really know what that looks like yet, even though we're pretty far down the road as far as seasons played. And yeah, I'm kind of with you. When all these other guys get healthy, you might want to start seeing a rotation at that position in particular.
Last one, Xavier McKinney. How good is he?
Oh man! I mean, you start watching him last year at the Giants, and when you know where you were picking him up, and the speed to the ball, the awareness, and the fact that he's just broken an NFL record in his first five games. I mean, I can tell you the pressure coming over from a free agent perspective. Of, you know, you're getting paid a lot of money, and this team's got a lot of high expectations for you, and you're going into this new environment. You want to make sure you're doing well. And boy, it couldn't have worked out better with this guy. I mean, unbelievable player to watch. Love watching him fly around. The speed of play is unbelievable. You can just see the confidence. I think he raises and elevates that room because, in particular, this last week, Javon Fuller was all over the field. I mean, you watch him in the box, he's like a damn missile. Fun to watch. Evan Williams was out there trying to make plays. And I really like that room. Obviously, McKinney is just he's a different breed. I was lucky to be around the Alabama kid that got drafted by Miami.
Hocklin and Dix?
No. Sorry. He got drafted by Miami and went up to the Steelers. I'm, of course, missing his name now. He's one of the top safeties in the league. And Alabama, I can't believe I missed it. It doesn't matter. But just McKinney's just a real special player. Fitzpatrick, sorry. I was talking about Fitzpatrick.
Yep.
And McKinney reminds me of just the way he moves and he carries himself. He's one of those kind of guys. And they're just – even amongst NFL players, they're rarities, and he's certainly one of them.
He is Mike Wall. Make sure to follow him on Twitter at MikeWall68. His YouTube podcast and everything else are great. Check out Block Party and check out On My Block as well. And then, of course, I always like promoting your website. I'm not sure how many other people promote your website, but that processtoperform.com I think is pretty cool, too.
Hey, thanks, man. I appreciate it, Sparky. Thanks for having me on.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.